The show is in sync so far. We're 15 minutes in, but so far it's a perfect show. Jason Kanz, no pressure. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Hopefully I don't screw it up.
A little bit of snow. You know, when you get these little dustings of snow, it's like, ah, that's just nice. Winter's fine. I can make it.
Sure. Yeah. It's I was looking out this morning and thinking, am I going to have to shovel or am I going to be able to wait and let somebody else in the house shovel?
Yeah. Yeah, so here's the deal. 70% chance of 1 to 3 inches of snow on Saturday night, and Sunday morning, 70% chance of another 1 to 2 inches.
So we've got some coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's going to be good packing for a snowman or a snow fort or anything like that. I know you like to get out there and make a snow angel, right?
I do. You know, yeah. There's nothing like a good snow angel.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Boy, these fires are just horrible in Los Angeles, aren't they? Man.
You know, I was just looking at the news again this morning, and just the most devastating fire they've had in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And just amazing. I saw a clip last night of somebody talking to the news about moving cars, and it turned out to be Steve Guttenberg, who's
yeah.
an actor. And,
right.
You know, it was interesting to see, you know, he's as impacted as well, just kind of coming up and saying, hey, leave your keys in your car, we'll get them moved. And so, yeah, just hard to make sense of what's going on.
Yeah. They have moved, I mean, just in terms of what matters in life, I mean, it just... But they moved the Vikings-Rams game from Los Angeles to Glendale, Arizona yesterday. So it's going to be a Monday night game. But, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Hard to focus or care. You know, but again, as Bob Costa said, sports is the toy department of life. And so, you know, there you go.
Good way to put it.
Yeah. I always like that line. Yeah. Oh, let's see. I know you've been facing some challenges this week. I mean, anything you wanted to update us on?
Yeah, so my stepdad is currently in the intensive care unit. He's not doing well at this point, has pneumonia, sepsis, kidney damage. He's been in, he went in, I think, trying to do the math, Wednesday night, and has been there since. So just trying to navigate what is going on. He had fallen a number of times this week. My mom actually called the ambulance 3 times between Saturday and
wow.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
And so they finally kept him in the hospital. And don't really know what's going on there. It just feels like there's lots of things up in the air. He's kind of confused and agitated at this point, and which is definitely not his normal self. And so it's kind of difficult trying to figure out things from 4 hours away and trying to figure out how to help with that. And
so what does it look?
Welcome people's prayers with that.
Yeah, for sure. What does it look like for you then this weekend? Even
I don't
you,
know yet. Yeah. I have a cold as well. And, you know, you know my mom has lung issues. So there's always this fear of getting her sick again.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and so it feels like there's so many moving parts that I don't necessarily know what the best
when we talk about the fires in Los Angeles, and then, I mean, that's what I'm saying, you know, in terms of the fallenness in this world, the brokenness and the hurt and the pain and the hardship and the difficulty and the challenge, you know? I mean, it's on the grand scale and on the personal scale, you know?
So. Yeah, absolutely. And it's just, you never quite know. And I was home, maybe a month ago, and my mom had asked how I thought he was doing. And I said, he's getting old. He's 81.
Right.
And, you know, and then to have this kind of come down the pike as well is just kind of, life is fragile. And kind of watch as hard.
Hey, just from an encouragement standpoint, did you get a chance the last couple of days? I've read on air around 6:45 and posted my personal Facebook page and in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, this Chad Bird thing. But a couple of days ago, I posted something real short called The Math of Mercy. Did you see that at all?
I did not see it, no.
Oh, you got to check that out if you get a chance. But it's The Math of Mercy. I guarantee it'll encourage you. So
okay, very good.
And listeners can see that at the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group or if you're one of my 3,148 Facebook friends. All right, well, I think a lot of my stuff is public anyhow. So, you know, my life's an open book. I guess... Maybe let's just pray for your stepdad because, and we'll leave it there this morning.
Yeah.
Lord, we just thank you for Jason. Thank you for his availability into now year 6 here for the best 5 minutes of the day. We lift up his stepdad who's facing these health challenges, the delirium and the other things that go with it. And just, He, like all of our lives, are in your hands, and we just pray for the care of the medical experts and just and for Jason's mom, too, during this difficult and trying and confusing time. We lift up those in Los Angeles with the fires and help them to extinguish those. And again, Lord, it feels overwhelming. So we just lay it at your feet in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, friend. Love you. Bye-bye. All right. Well, yesterday we talked about how morning coffee drinkers can help their health and extend their life. Today's headline, Caleb, tea drinkers live longer.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, tell me more.
All right. Tea is often overshadowed by its perkier counterpart, coffee, but it's been proven to hold a number of health benefits, such as soothing digestion, boosting the immune system, and providing helpful antioxidants.
So perhaps it shouldn't come as a shock that a study from China actually found that drinking tea at least 3 times per week is associated with a longer and healthier life.
Huh. Yeah, over 100,000 people with no history of heart attack, stroke, or cancer were included in the study.
All of these participants were separated into 2 groups, habitual tea drinkers who drink at least 3 times per week, drink tea at least 3 times per week, or never or non-habitual tea drinkers who drink tea less than 3 times per week.
And each participating adult was tracked for a median time of over 7 years.
Now, the results overwhelmingly pointed to habitual tea drinkers, again, 3+ times per week, enjoying more healthy years of life and an overall longer expected lifespan.
Well, my daughter Elena, who's part of our staff here at WIB, you hear her Sundays primarily, every other Sunday on WWIB. She is the biggest tea drinking fan in the family, so I have to pass this on to her this morning.
Well, and the thing is, if there's benefits for coffee, can you have coffee and tea? I mean, yeah, kind of the double caffeine there, that way, but
there we go. Good
the
point.
Health benefits.
Good
there
thought.
You go. There you go. 23 degrees outside right now. It's the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Halvo, our Friday morning tradition right around this time is where we get you caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week. It could be news, sports, politics, pop culture. We aggregated all that information and bring it to you in condensed, bite-sized form. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Caleb, big news this week. Meta says it will stop fact-checking posts made by users on Facebook.
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg says free expression is back on Facebook, and so is your cousin's 5G conspiracy theory.
Yay.
The world's biggest consumer electronics meetup is going on in Las Vegas this week.
It's where vendors show off thousands of cool new devices to distract you from driving safely.
Isn't that the truth?
According to a report by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, multitasking drivers are 3 times as likely to be involved in a crash as people who don't.
Which is why when I see a dog on a driver's lap, I actually feel safer because the dog is probably a better driver.
Ouch.
The Golden Globes were on Sunday night.
It was the first of many big award shows we don't care about.
Truth.
They might look harmless, but researchers now believe the helpless-looking tiny arms of the T-Rex were actually dangerous weapons used to viciously slash opponents.
I dare you to step over here. Closer. No, a little closer. A study suggests that coffee drinkers may live longer,
with most of that time spent in the restroom.
Indeed.
And finally, it's both Financial Wellness Month and National Returns Month.
Because nothing says healthy bank account like returning all those questionable December purchases. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Putting a request out there, wondering if you would consider helping us show kindness in our community. Would you help us keep the kindness jar going? This is something we've been doing for several months now. Hopefully this could be a year-round endeavor, and again, we're so grateful for our sponsors helping kick this, get this going, get this off the ground. But a lot of it kind of it is put on your shoulders collectively as our WWIB listening family to say, would you help us keep this going with your contributions to the kindness jar so that we can go out and about doing random acts of kindness in the community? Again, not everything costs a ton of money, and you can certainly be kind without spending money, but just for some of the things we have in mind, yeah, there's a cost attached to it, and we're so grateful that you all have helped finance that. Again, we've paid off gas purchases at the gas pump, surprised a bunch of strangers back in October to just try to make their day, to bless them, to really channel God's kindness and love, because again, he's been incredibly kind to us. He's been so loving to us. We see in scripture that God's kindness leads us to repentance, right? And so we want to echo that. We want to reflect that, channel that again, to by doing these random acts of kindness, I guess kind of just get out of the way and say, hey, we love because he first loved us. And so that's why we're doing this for you today. So everything from hundreds of dollars worth of gas that we paid off at gas pumps all around Western and Central Wisconsin to visiting grocery stores. We went to Menominee. We went to Rice Lake. We were all over giving people grocery money as well, too, just surprising them in the parking lot and making their day. In December, you all helped us finance, giving out some big tips. You can check out the videos on our WWIB Radio Facebook page and YouTube channel as we surprised servers. We were up at, Glenflora, JD's in Glenflora. We went down to Whitehall to Thai Isan Grill. We were at Olympic Flame in Eau Claire, three different restaurants where we gave big tips to our servers to try to bless them right before Christmas. Earlier this week, we were at Whirlybird Coffee Co. in Chippewa Falls, and we wanted to bless not only the baristas there, but also create kind of a secret tab for everyone who came in so that, and Sam and I hung out for a while, people came in and were surprised that, hey, your order's paid for. It's taken care of. And then they get handed a little card from us that just says, hey, we just hope this made your day. We want to love on you and be kind to you. And that's kind of what they're kindness jar is. It's random acts of kindness and just lifting it up to the Lord that he would direct us to the right places, to the right people. And again, your contributions, always great to help keep that kindness jar filled up. We're hoping to have at least one, if not two more kindness jar stops here in January. We've got plans for February as well to bless snowplow drivers and municipalities all around Western and Central Wisconsin if the funds are there. And again, the funds, you know, it's after Christmas time, right? And things are a little tougher for people. So the funds may be dwindling a little bit more, but we trust that the Lord will provide. We're so thankful for our sponsors that help get this off the ground each month. Glaze and Glass Creations in Chippewa Falls, a great sponsor here in January. Footprints in Time Birth Center and Family Clinic. You can find them in Black River Falls in Greenwood, Becky and her wonderful team, and Quality Propane and Fuels. And we're just saying, hey, if you're moved to do so, would you help us as well to, again, thank you so much to a listener from Rice Lake, Julie from Rice Lake, who came and dropped off $20 for the kindness jar yesterday in person and to help us keep that going. Thank you for that. Thank you so much for saying, hey, this is something worthwhile. And helping equip us here at WWIB to be able to go out and do those random acts of kindness and hopefully be a little light against the dark in our world and share God's kindness. Again, WWIB.com/kindness if you'd like to join in.
Hey, we gave it a mention 2.5 hours ago, but again, happy birthday to our colleague here at WIBWOGO, Dave Stasek. Happy birthday today.
Yes, have a happy birthday, Dave.
And also, it is time now for the best of the week.
I am the champion, I am the champion, no time for losers, 'cause I am the champion of the world.
Yeah, I don't know, Drew Fralick, is that you singing on a Monday after the Lions win the NFC North and the one seed in the first round bye in the NFL playoffs, or what?
Oh my goodness. I'm imagining people driving around in their cars and that all of a sudden comes on after commercial break. And they're like, is my radio broken? What's going on? People are very excited, I think. It's crazy. It's a crazy time to be here, Mark. It's very cool.
You know it's bad if you can't even get Havel to crack a courtesy chuckle.
In Japan, the number 4 is considered to be unlucky because the Japanese word for 4 seconds sounds very similar to the word death.
All right, so I'm guessing not a lot of Brett Favre jerseys over in Japan.
I guess not. Today Tragic. Is a national day of mourning for the life of Jimmy Carter.
Yep. I did not know it was today, but I think, again, just a great man whose legacy, especially after his presidency, really demonstrated what love can look like. Uh-huh. And, you know, I think to be thinking about him and the influence he had after that.
The question is this, 40 billion with a B, 40 billion of these are produced each year. 40 billion of what are made each year?
Dennis from Prairie Farm.
Hey, Dennis, what do you think?
Oreo cookies.
Is it Oreo cookies? What makes you think Oreos, Dennis?
Well, a couple things. Number one, it's my favorite cookie. It's my dog's favorite cookie, as long as I dip it in milk. And I cheated and I went online and found it.
So is it 40 billion Oreos, Dennis's dog's favorite cookie? You're a winner. You are absolutely correct, Dennis. Yes, 40 billion Oreos are produced every year.
You cracked the code, Dennis. You're a winner.
Well done. We're going to send you a Joseph's Cheesecake. How about that?
That was awesome.
In New York City, approximately 1,600 people are bitten by other humans each year.
I feel like Frank Sinatra should have put that in the song somehow. Researchers from Tulane University analyzed data from over 40,000 U.S. adults and found that morning-only coffee drinkers had a 16% lower chance of dying from any cause and a 31% lower risk of dying from heart disease.
Today's headline, Caleb, tea drinkers live longer.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, tell me more.
All right, tea is often overshadowed by its perkier counterpart, coffee, but it's been proven to hold a number of health benefits, such as soothing digestion, boosting the immune system, and providing helpful antioxidants.
Well, and the thing is, if there's benefits for coffee, can you have coffee and tea? I mean, kind of the double caffeine there, that way, but...
there we go. Good
the
point.
Health benefits.
Good idea.
And one you took advantage of already, right?
That's right. I had some sweet and spicy tea this morning, and a little coffee both.